During the summer months, Wednesday is the new Friday when it comes to blockbusters, and Crazy Rich Asians is the big release this week.
Singapore, for spring break. Colin's wedding. We've been dating for over a year now, and I think it's about time people met my beautiful girlfriend. Come on. I'm Colin's best man. Don't you want to see where I grew up? Meet my family? My Ama? I meet up with that strange college roommate of yours.
Take Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
She has been begging me to come visit her, you know.
The universe has spoken. It wants you over there. Come to Singapore.
That was Henry Golding and Constance Wu in a scene from the movie. It's the first major Hollywood release in 25 years to feature an all-Asian cast, a fact that has many fans celebrating while also asking, what took so long? Here to give us his take on the film is Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. Hey, Rafer.
Hey, Tanzina.
So this is based off the best-selling book by Kevin Kwan. And for people who aren't familiar, what do they need to know about the book before they know about the movie?
Well, this is, I think, kind of an Austen-ish, Jane Austen-ish rom-com set in Singapore, mostly, and involving an all-Asian cast of characters. The book was, quite a hit when it first came out, did very well, but I think this movie is going to be like a cultural phenomenon. And it really has already been shaping up that way in the weeks leading up to today. You know, the internet has just been spilling over with people talking about both the book and the movie, what it meant to them, what they hope to see, what they hope it gets right. A lot of baggage, I think, a lot of expectations riding on this movie. So we'll see if it delivers.
And I guess with such, it has a huge cast. Were there any standouts to you in terms of the acting and the actors themselves?
Yeah, we know one interesting thing about this. Your two leads, Constance Wu, and then, as you said, Henry Golding. But you've got an entire cast of, you know, what would you say? It's like a dozen or like a dozen and a half, all Asian. Every single person in this cast is Asian. All, by the way, pretty much fantastic looking, which I thought was really interesting because I'm watching this film thinking, that guy looks great. That woman looks great. These people all look fantastic. Where have they been? Where have they been for the last 10, 15 years of their career? Many of them are young, obviously, but it's almost as if you've had this sort of pantheon of Asian, you know, Hollywood-ready characters or people who are now, you know, finding their big debut
finally,
in this movie.
Finally getting a chance. I mean, it's like a lot of people are saying, what took so long? And we know that Hollywood is, you know, hashtag Oscars so white. You know,
right.
We've been here, we've had this conversation. Now, you know, for a lot of people who are interested in that, you mentioned social media, the reaction on social media. A lot of us on social media are just a small percentage of the population. I think a lot of times, is this film going to resonate with other Americans across the country? That's always the big question, right? Is it a niche film or is it broader? What do you think?
I think it really is going to resonate. I think one of the great things about this movie is it really brings you into, you know, this world of old money versus new money, social caste, social hierarchies in Singapore. And it feels really fresh. And it's got this very great combination, I think, of old-fashioned, traditional Asian aesthetics with a new kind of blingy, nouveau riche, you know, sort of fun, hip-hoppy kind of aesthetic as well. I think it makes for a great blend. It's got a certain Sex and the City vibe, a little bit of a, it's not a musical, but it's got a bit of a Mamma Mia vibe.
And it looks like it's fun to watch, too, like just
it's
visually appealing. I want to ask you about one last thing. We've got about 30 seconds left. And this is more about the Oscars adding this new category for outstanding achievement in popular film versus best picture. We got 25 seconds left. Rafer, a lot of people are complaining about it. What's your take?
I think it's ridiculous. I think what is a best popular film? That's just the Oscars saying, all right, we're going to throw the audience a bone, but we're still going to decide what's best.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take your lousy film that none of us would vote for, and we're still going to tell you which one deserves the Oscar. I think it's ridiculous.
That's Hollywood. Rafer Guzman, film critic for The Takeaway and Newsday. Thank you.
Thanks, Tanzina.
And tomorrow on the show, we'll be speaking with the screenwriters of Crazy Rich Asians, so make sure to tune back in for that conversation.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.